Hey guys, so we are very excited to welcome back Manly Bands to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast as an official sponsor. And Manly Bands are unique and affordable wedding bands.
Wedding bands for men, unless you're a woman who wants to wear one. And then it's a manly band for you.
It's for anyone. Actually, they have, you know, the smaller, more delicate looking ones. They have the rose gold. They have wooden bands. They have...
Well, it's inlays, right? So it's like turquoise inlaid or tungsten or some kind of awesome, sleek looking black metal.
I mean, basically, there's anything to match your personality on manlybands.com. And they have all sizes. So if you have little tiny fingers or really big fingers, I'm not judging you, but they've got something for everyone. And they even have like this sizer, you know, this.
Right,
this,
because if you have little fingers, you just know that they're little, but you don't actually know what size they are. So you can get the sizer, boom, now you know.
And now you know. And they've got great customer service, fast and easy shipping. They usually get to you in less than 3 or 4 days. 1 year warranty. And if you don't like it, they have this quote unquote, we got you, bro, return policy. So, I mean, it's awesome.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. And if you go on Manly Bands and you find something you love, of which we are sure you will, you will get 15% off for being a listener of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Just make sure at checkout you put the code TBWPP. Again, what's that code, Christy?
TBWPP.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So check them out, guys, manlybands.com.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn, plan that wedding.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for listening today.
Hey, Christy. So we've got a pretty awesome show today. We got some lovely ladies. If you all could see them right now, like when they answered on Skype, I was like, damn, they are... Like, I have a little girl. They're hot. You guys are... They're
she doesn't say this to all the guests.
I never say this. Thank you. I never say this.
Don't think that she does.
They're really cute girls, ladies, women. And we're excited to have them on, and we think you all are really going to like this one.
So we have Trista and Alex. Both of you are recording in Scottsdale area, right?
That is correct.
Yes, that's correct.
From Behind the Scenes Event Management, BTS Event Management, wedding and event planners, bridal fashion bloggers, and bridal designers and stylers, which is...
They do it all.
Probably why they look better than we look on the Skype call, because that's their job. They have to. This is like part of the whole deal. So
I did take a shower for this, though. I did. I really excellent. Did take a shower. And I pulled my hair back, and I have like moisturizer on.
There you go. You're winning already.
Winning. That's okay, all you need. I mean, really.
Yeah.
You're good, Michelle. It's not a competition.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
So Trista and Alex, thank you for being here. We are excited to talk to you because, we think it's a great topic to dig into that we haven't yet on the podcast. And that's all the, not just the pretty stuff or the design savvy stuff in those parts of a wedding, but specifically what the bride or brides or groom are wearing. And then additionally to that, the wedding party. That's what this episode is about. If you're listening, that's what we're going to be talking about. And I'll just give a little background on each one of you And then we can just dive right in. Maybe start with some Fashion Week stuff.
Sounds great.
Okay. So Trista is the owner, founder of BTS Event Management, as well as the lead wedding and event planner. Trista's love for event coordination originated during her time at the University of Arizona. I heard that's a pretty big party school.
Oh,
and I went to UCSB. I
mean, you know what it is? It's true. The rumors are true. I was actually already a mom during that time, so I didn't participate so much in all of this super wildlife. But
so you had pedal to the metal. Okay.
Yes.
And then while you were in college, you interned with a company who specialized in event management for nonprofit organizations. Shortly after her internship, she landed a job with the same company and became obsessed with the wedding and event industry. Just before launching BTS, she walked down the aisle with the love of her life. Soon after her I do's, she started BTS and hasn't looked back since.
Nice.
Yes.
And Alex is BTS's lead wedding and event planner. Alex is a fashion lover, makeup wearer, hair doer, and nail painter. Okay, so it's all in there. Michelle, we had no chance.
You do not want to see my toes right now.
She's
all
the
I'm
lead
say.
Stylist for BTS. So stylist, wedding day and event stylist.
Right.
One important thing to note is that Alex recently had a sweet baby girl, Penelope, and some of her hobbies include snapping pictures on her camera, snuggling with her dog, and redecorating. So that is Alex and Trista in a nutshell. And we are going to pick your brains about all things fashion.
Hey, okay, first question. Are you related?
No, but we get this question all the time.
Okay, so everybody asks if you're sisters, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All the time.
Because you both have the blonde hair, the blue eyes, that nice, beautiful porcelain skin.
Your coloring is very similar. Yeah, like Daenerys.
Yeah.
So I have often been called Daenerys, and wondered.
Yes, and this is Alex.
Wondered if people wonder all the time if I am the Queen of Dragons. So
have you been stopped in airports, like asked for an autograph?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're like the spitting image of her.
Literally, Game of Thrones was like super high in hype, it was an everyday conversation, 100%.
I mean, it looks like you're embracing it.
Yes. Well, I mean, you have to at some point. I had a football player that he was the first person that, like, took me by his side and was like, hey, you look like that girl from Game of Thrones. And I was like,
Emilia Clarke, right, that we're talking about?
I honestly don't even watch it, so I don't even know. I have no idea.
You should know so you can give people autographs.
Right? I should.
Just make their day. What's it to you?
It's in public areas, people will actually, and even like older gentlemen, like people that you wouldn't even think would know what is going on, that all of a sudden you'll hear, Khaleesi, I have my dragons. And like the jokes are never ending. It's crazy, but it's an everyday thing. It's pretty funny.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Do people at weddings think that too? Are they like, oh, your wedding planner is Khaleesi?
No, yes. That's the majority of the people that say it actually is like, have you ever been told? And then I have to finish the sentence for them. And I'm like, that I look like Khaleesi? Yes, I have. Sometimes I let them have the pleasure of, being the first one. Like, no, I've never heard that before. Please tell me who I look like. So it's fun.
That's a good person to look like. Absolutely. I've been told I look like Ricky Lake.
I've been told I look like Celine Dion. What?
What?
Yeah, like circa 1995.
Yes. You do.
I do. I need that short haircut. I'll tell you, she's aging well. I'll give her that.
Oh, yeah. You look like a young Celine Dion,
sure.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Ricky Lake.
And Trista, you look like you.
Yeah.
Do you look like anybody?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have I don't have that lookalike thing going on. Except for Alex. I look like Alex. So
yes,
I look like her. She looks like Khaleesi. So we're good.
You're Khaleesi's sister. So behind the scenes event management, I love the story of how you started this. And it's interesting that you came from a nonprofit background. So, so different, right?
Yeah, it's totally different. And that's actually where I had the majority of my experience before I started BTS, which is why the name is not super feminine or romantic. It's very neutral and very business related, because I had so much experience in corporate and nonprofit. My husband and I moved to Phoenix, and I started networking like crazy. And one thing led to another, and weddings just really kind of took a hold of the majority of our clientele. So that's why we are super heavy in the wedding event and design category now, way more so than corporate and nonprofit.
And what did you study at University of Arizona? I'm curious.
I have my degree in communications, and I have a minor in psychology.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Love that. Fascinating. So when did you start BTS? How long ago?
BTS was started about 6 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Alex, when did you join?
So I've been with Trista for about 3.5 years. Yeah.
How'd you fall into this? Like,
yeah,
how'd you get into this?
Yeah, the story's kind of interesting, and just it fell into place. Like, I wouldn't expand more than that. I probably had every job under the sun sales wise. Like, if you just spout something off random, like, do you know about this? Do you know about that? Yeah, I used to work in this. So then one day I was like, you know what? I hate the desk job. I hate living this 9-to-5 life every single day of my life. And, you know, I was at the point where I was coming home pouring myself a glass of vodka every day. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life? So then late at night, I just start Google searching photographers, wedding planning, kind of in the industry. And I came across Trista. I sent her a quick email, said, I have zero experience in this. However, I'm willing to learn. Attached my headshot and was like, I'd like
the
to
headshot,
work for you.
That's what got me.
And it's been great ever since. Honestly, I wouldn't look back one second. And what I did was just kind of taken a leap of faith, and here I am, and here we are.
That's awesome. 3.5 years later. Hey, life is too short to do something that you don't like, that you don't enjoy.
Absolutely.
And drinking vodka every night, I'm not judging, because, you know, I have alcohol. We talk about alcohol a lot. Sometimes we drink alcohol while we're recording. Yes. But, you know, like, I'm kudos to you. And all joking aside, I mean, yes, you are beautiful women. But prior to hitting record, we were chatting about how we have our families, our children, and we're working mothers, and so I love these stories, and it's very inspiring, I think, to other women especially, that, you know, you're killing it, you know, and we're all doing something fun and that we love and that we're passionate about. So there you go.
Yes. So I read that we were just looking into stuff, a big part of what you do together or what you have done recently is your own fashion show, or you produce, or what's this? I mean, it's called Dream Couture Fashion Show, right?
Yes.
So that's not something that every wedding planner just has on their, you know, website or resume. Like, this is something that I do. So that caught my eye. And obviously, because we want to talk about the styling and the fashion. So tell us about that. Michelle and I both hear about a lot of wedding fashion shows in New York Fashion Week. And I've been to a couple, but they're often, at least in the Dallas market, like grouped in with bigger networking groups or parties, or, you know, I don't always go to those. And even then I find out later, like, oh, they had a cool fashion show, and I'll see pictures and be like, okay, just nothing special about that. I mean, you know, it was probably fun, but it didn't seem like there were maybe that many brides in the audience, because it was mostly wedding industry people.
Right.
So I, you know,
right.
What's yours like, and why is it, why was there a need for it? I guess you must've seen a need if you went for it.
Yeah. So there's a resort here called it's Omni Resort and it's called Monte Lucia. The ladies who work there called us in for lunch one day, and it's an extremely popular resort out here in Scottsdale, and we were kind of worried and almost like intimidated when we got summoned in for lunch. We had no idea what this was going to be about. I'm like, did I say something and get us in trouble again? And you know, I don't know. So again, yeah. And so we're on our way there and we're like, I don't know, maybe we just shouldn't go. Like, what is this even going to be about? Basically, it turned out the ladies were, they called us in because we are different. We network ourselves or market ourselves differently than any of our competition in town. We're very outside of the box. We're very design and fashion, focused. And so they wanted our take on how to bring some form of a bridal show to their resort, but something that's out of the box. So not a bridal show to where there's booths set up and, you know, people are walking around and you're able to pass out pamphlets. They wanted a different experience. And so we got to talking and we said, we need to do a fashion, you know, we need to bring that to this town. Phoenix is a huge town. It's the fifth largest in the country, but it's also set up kind of slow, you know, compared to other bigger towns. And we wanted to be able to bring that here for our brides and even actually for some of our vendors to experience too. So we went through months and months of planning. We were extremely particular as far as who was involved in the show with us. This needed to be cutting edge and high fashion and show stopping and just really kind of attention grabbing. We needed it to be done right because it was the first time it was being done and we couldn't have it just flop, you know. So we reached out to some great resources. We really actually so much just kind of fell into place for it and it turned out absolutely incredible. So we had an amazing DJ. We had, gowns from Galia. We had just so many incredible things. Beautiful models. Timing was great. Design in the ballroom was absolutely incredible. And we're so proud.
The lighting looks amazing. Lighting
was great. Yeah, we were so proud of how it turned out. And then throughout the process of building our own fashion show, we were actually invited to New York Bridal Fashion Week by a couple top designers. So, we kind of jumped for joy and I may have gotten a little teary-eyed. And it was just so exciting. And it was just weeks before our fashion show happened. And then right after that, we flew off to New York and saw kind of, I guess, the real deal out there, which was great and super inspiring for this year's dream fashion show.
So tell our listeners about New York Fashion Week, Bridal Fashion Week. Is that at the same time as the regular New York Fashion
Week?
It's
right after. It happens right after the big New York Fashion Week, and then it goes into Bridal. Same concept, just really focused on the bridal designers and the new gowns that are being released for the 2018 collections.
So did you sit and watch, you know, like you see on Rachel Zoe doing on her show, and like, did you have sunglasses on and keep your face like you had no reaction to anything?
I don't think that we're that tenured yet.
Next year, for sure. That.
But maybe next year we'll be able to keep a straight face. But we definitely did go and splurge a lot on our wardrobe because it was like, oh my God, we're going to New York. We have to fit in. We have to make sure we're wearing the best stuff. Yes. So our credit cards may have gotten a little bit.
You got to spend money to make money. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So exactly. You went after yours. Is that what you said? Okay.
Right after.
But
yeah.
Was yours that was in Arizona was an event that pretty much brought like brides, but couples from all over the state, you feel like to experience not just for the dresses, but just a big, huge wedding event, like off the charts cool. So they were they meeting vendors or was it just the vendors that you had working the event?
Yeah, just the vendors that we had working the event were circulating during the cocktail hour, meeting the couples that were there, telling them about themselves. So they were still able to make those connections, but just in a very personal way, not just, hi, here I am, here's
But it was
this,
like a team, you know? Curated by you that wanted to work with you or that you work with all the time. So it wasn't like five photographers, five DJs.
No, it was very exclusive.
Yeah, what'd you have? You had like makeup artists, hairstylists. What kind of wedding professionals did you have? Yeah,
we had an invitation designer who did all the paper products. So like the tickets inside, the actual invites for the event, the programs, the lookbooks. So we had her. We had a hair and makeup team that was incredible. They did all the models and got to really they got to show off everything that they did afterwards. We had a baker. She did all of the desserts and a huge wedding cake. We did have a photographer. We had a videographer who did a ton of great promo for it that we were able to kind of blast all over social media getting ready for the event. Then, of course, there was us. We had a florist who was just incredible. It's something that I've been really into lately is just floral installations and not focusing so much on centerpieces on the tables, but actually doing floral structures and installations in the room. So focusing on the corners and the walls and the ceilings and just kind of more minimalistic on the tables and just taking a different approach and making a whole room instead of just focusing on just tables. And so that's one thing that was super important to me when we were there. I said, we need flowers and we need floral and greenery and vines, and it needs to, you know, come up the wall. And because it was dream, we had a lot of fog and kind of cloudy smoke that was just right on the bottom, and that's where the vines and everything kind of came up from and, you know, grew up into the walls. And it was really a dream experience. We were able to really kind of create that for the guests that were there.
And Randy Finoli from
Say Yes to the Dress.
Say Yes to the Dress.
He was the host.
And he flew in that day. I think he got in like maybe 2 hours right before the show actually started. And the sweetest guy in the world.
He's a pro.
Like, he is so nice. And he, we actually have a boutique out here in Arizona that features his collection too. So we had a VIP guest experience prior to the show happen where, you know, guests could come in and meet Randy himself, chatter a bit, and then also see his designs. So that was a really cool experience to have him on board. Again, he was just very professional and the nicest guy ever.
That's awesome.
So if you had advice for brides, I mean, for our listeners, in terms of like looking at their own markets and deciding at maybe the front end of their wedding planning, like, do I want to go to this big bridal expo that's in like, you know, a giant downtown center? A lot of cities have those once a year, or like yours that I've been to or heard of in other, like in the Bay Area.
We do have the bridal conventions or the bridal shows twice a year, actually, down at our convention center in downtown Phoenix, which is really cool. There's hundreds of booths. They have a little runway show. But this is geared probably more towards, you know, the individuals that are more aligned with fashion and into dress design and, you know, floral installations and what that looks like. And I mean, it is going to be for a, you know, more dedicated bride that's looking to do something a little bit more out of the box. So,
but I think definitely like spending the money on tickets, it just offers that experience that, you know, a bridal show that doesn't cost as really anything for the tickets, that it's just a different experience. And if you're going to spend money on it, it's going to probably be worth it, you know, for you and your girls to go, or you and your fiance.
Alex, you brought up an interesting point, and that is to inspire, right? I feel like couples planning their wedding all want to have some element of uniqueness, right? They're looking on Pinterest, they're looking in magazines, they're trying to find that something different. And I think all of us as wedding professionals are always trying to find that something different too, to recommend to them. And I'm really curious about the styling that you do for the wedding party. So whether it's bride or groom or, you know, their honored attendants, bridesmaids, groomsmen. Because for me, and Christy and I were talking about this, like, I've been a wedding planner for 17 years, and I think there was one time that I went with a client to choose her wedding gown. And it was fun. It was, I drank champagne and, you know, it was awesome because, you know, we used the detail in the gown and the cake and the print material, blah, 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 because it had some black in it. But for you, people are coming to you and they're wanting to be styled, which I think is fantastic. I don't think enough people think about that part of it. They think about the gown, right? And then they're like, oh, and we need bridesmaids dresses, you know. And
right.
But how do you approach styling and the fashion aspect of this?
Well, it's really important for us to get to know them on a personal level before we recommend anything. Obviously, that's in any aspect of the wedding. But just to understand what they're looking for and what colors they like, what styles they prefer. A lot of the times we see weddings that have, per se, bridesmaid dresses that are the same, like you see repeat dresses over and over and over again, or designers over and over again. And that's kind of something that we like to steer away from, just because if you want something very organic and something new for your wedding, that's the area where it's going to be new if you choose a different route for your dress. I like to focus more on what, like, evening gown wear. So what would you take to a cocktail, or what would you wear to a cocktail party? Now let's bring that into the wedding vibe and let's match up different options and different styles for this and then see how you like it. Because oftentimes people don't really think that an evening gown or an evening wear is an option for bridal dresses because it's not labeled as bridal dresses or bridesmaids dresses.
But your idea is that like you should look like you on your wedding day, just
exactly
to the highest degree of you.
Exactly.
Instead of like if you, you know, something so out of the order, like something you would never wear just because it's from a wedding boutique and it's white.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even though your friends are wearing these dresses, it's still going to be something that you chose and it's your, what you like. Like my bridesmaids, of course, I chose what they wore because that's what I would wear. I wish I had their gown to wear to an evening event. You know what I mean? So it just goes to, you know, really encapturing what you want your wedding to be and how different you can make it. And I think that by styling your wedding party in a different way, that makes it unique and that makes it a different experience for your guests as well.
So those that have bridesmaids in their wedding, have women as attendants, in your ideal, like you get a client and they're like,
do whatever you
Alex,
want.
You know, do what you want. What would, I know you need to know the individuals and all the colors and the location, right? But like, if you could do anything, if you wish more women would do this, what would it be?
That's a hard question. Trista, help me out on that one.
Okay, so if somebody just comes, because this does happen where we have brides come and they're like, well, I don't know what colors I like. You pick. And we're like, okay. So we honestly pick, we pick what we think looks really well together. We pick combinations that are, unique that people aren't doing. We had a wedding last year where this actually happened. The bride said, I don't know what I want. And we put together emerald green, navy blue, and gold. We carried that through the entire wedding. It came up with bridesmaids. She's like, I don't know what I want them to wear. You guys pick. Alex found the most incredible gowns off of Revolve. It was an emerald green. It had a little cutout kind of in the chest area. It had a high slit on the leg. A lot of brides might have looked at it and been like, that's kind of risky, but I cannot tell you how many times these pictures have gone viral, how many different sites have picked them up. We get DMs on Instagram on a regular basis. Where is this dress? Where did you find this? They now have the color in like an autumny kind of gold, and that's another big popular one. And it really just stemmed from doing something that was unique and out of the box and that was a little risky. You know, it forced everybody to kind of take a risk and to embrace something that was new, and it couldn't have gone more popular than what it did. So I think that's probably what our dream client is when they tell us, I don't know what I like. I don't know what I want. You guys decide. We're like, let's push the envelope. Let's take a little bit of risks. Let's think unconventionally. Let's do things that people are not doing, and we'll go from there.
And do you prefer, for example, if there's six women in the wedding party, are you for the everybody has the same dress or everybody has the same color, or like should everybody have what's your ideal?
I think that it really depends on the wedding party, and we asked to see pictures of everybody because everybody is a different shape, size.
Yeah, not yes. Everybody can wear dresses from Revolve, right?
Yes. Exactly. So that's important for us to know. And, you know, we want to make sure that it's not, you know, it's showcasing the bride, but it's also making your bridesmaids feel comfortable, because there's nothing more unflattering than a girl that wears something that she's not comfortable in, because you can see it on their face. It's all over them. So we really want to pay attention.
They're constantly tugging at hemlines, and they're fidgety. They're not feeling good, and that distracts from everybody.
Absolutely. I totally agree. There's nothing worse. And also, you know, it's just not nice. It's just not nice to your girlfriends if you put them in a really shitty dress that they're like, I hate myself.
Right?
Yeah, or a really sexy, gorgeous dress that they are uncomfortable with, like don't feel right. confident wearing.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know the whole saying, like, you can make it short and wear it again. Like, that, that idea triggers through my head all the time. Like, I have so many bridesmaids' dresses in my closet right now, I'll never wear them again. But for those bridesmaids that kind of went out of the box, they can actually wear these dresses again, whether it be to another wedding or whether it be to a corporate event or something like that. It's something that, you know, you can take along with you and say, hey, this is just an evening gown, and it'll be fine. Whereas, you know, you have something a little bit more sparkly or a little bit more, you know, bridesmaid-like, it's harder.
So to answer the question, I guess there's no rules as far as having everybody in the same one or not. We don't really have a preference. It's mostly just every wedding is unique. So following the no rule rule is probably the best.
I like thing to that. Do. Follow the no rule rule.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So I have a question on the note of, like, if a woman's not comfortable, you can tell, not just physically, you know, tugging at hemlines and stuff, which is very obvious and common, of course, but also just confidence and, like, I don't know, I dance more if I'm wearing a dress that I feel like hot shit in, you know, and then the whole thing is more fun.
Right.
But I've worked with several lesbian couples, but two in particular that I'm thinking about really struggled as a pair with what to wear. And in one case, both the women wanted to wear dresses. But I think it was partially because they felt like their parents expected that. And really, if one of the brides had her choice, she absolutely would not have worn a dress. But then I had a different couple where one of the women did wear a tailored suit. I think it was, she just wore the vest instead of a jacket, but she struggled with where to find that. But I'm getting to the point of, like, jumpsuits and pantsuits and dress pants in general that are made for women and cut for women and even maybe extremely feminine or sexy in that way, but also could be an option for either less traditional couples or, you know, gay women who are just like, I'm not going to wear a dress. That's not what I'm into, but I still want to look and feel like a bride.
Absolutely. Do you have
You know what I'm talking about.
Her yeah, boot, like, and you know what? The tailored suit is probably one of the best statement pieces that you can possibly do. We incorporated a lot of them in our fashion show. They're huge for wedding parties because, again, the no rule rule is that girls are on both sides of the wedding party and men are on both sides of the wedding party. And it's not just you don't look at wedding couples anymore and just see everything like how, I guess, things were in the past. And traditionally, there's no gender rules. And I feel like fashion has really embraced all of our new roles and our new just kind of freedom, I guess you would say. And I think that there's nothing more beautiful than it. I think I myself love to wear pants, and Alex too. And we, most of the time when we're getting dressed for events that we're actually attending, we end up in some kind of a tailored pants outfit. And so we are very resourceful in helping our couples find attire like that as well. And so you still get the same trends like plunging necklines and, you know, tailored and form fitting, or else like really wide pants that go super long to the floor. And I think it's beautiful just all the way around.
Do you have some favorites for where you shop for yourself?
Yeah, we're big Revolve shoppers. We're big Nordstrom shoppers. We also have a tailor in town who does a lot of custom work for suits for men and for women. So a lot of things that come up like that where we need something more custom and tailored, and we're playing with different patterns and prints and kind of mix and matching and things that maybe just aren't on the rack anywhere, we tend to go to them for that.
Are you styling men as much as women? Or...
Yes, and do you know, our guys are becoming such divas, and I love it. They're doing outfit changes.
Awesome.
They're into their shoes. They're into patterns. They're into
accessories.
You know, we have so many questions. Yes, accessories. It's beautiful to be able to see guys getting interested in this as well.
When you went to New York Bridal Fashion Week, when was it? In September?
October.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you saw that you're like, okay, this is totally going to happen in 2018 for both men and women? Do you have any
predictions,
trends, predictions, or something that our listener right now that they should know?
Well, I think that trends and styles are kind of keeping similar to this past year. And there's, like Gali Alahav and Verda, those are designers that kind of push the envelope a little bit. And you see a lot more skin tone. You see a lot of, you know, legs, high slits, risky plunging necklines. So you're definitely going to see a lot of that. Trista brought up a good thing like just the other day, where we were actually at a bridal boutique, and you know, the trumpet style dresses just aren't as big or as into fashion anymore. So definitely not looking at that per se, but more so I would say like the princess gowns, like the fluffy ones, the tulle, heavy tulle, or just very
flowy,
yeah. Feminine.
So two sides of the spectrum, yeah. Either like modern and minimal, clean lines, dramatic, or even amplifying the princess from years past.
Tulle.
Yeah. But like really soft, yeah, the soft romantic tulle. Any like stiff fabrics are not really used as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Anything that
doesn't move.
Yeah, that it's just not, whereas before that would be almost all you would see when you would look at bridal gowns. And now it's just very much so lace, nude, small, tiny details we see everywhere, like little tiny embellishments. Like it's always just like those little details that kind of come in. And same for men as well, like patterns, mixing and matching colors, burgundy suits, navy blue, which has been a trend for a while, but now we're even seeing like cobalt blue and just the color. It's and guys aren't afraid to wear something different than what their groomsmen are wearing, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I had a couple weddings this past year. I had a lot of the blues, like the royal and not quite cobalt, but like a royal blue. And then I also had one groom who wore like almost an emerald green suit.
So
and
pretty.
He looked amazing. It was yeah. awesome. And oh, I actually had another groom wear a burgundy suit.
Yeah.
Which yep. I was
We've
like,
had
what?
Them too, and they're great. They look so good.
Like slim
and
pants.
Just a real tailored yeah. look and yeah. ankles yes. showing, even.
We've talked about that before. There's nothing worse than an ill fitting suit.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we have. And it's this. It's the biggest advertisement that you're walking straight out of the Al's tuxedo rental, oh, which yeah. is a place that tons of grooms and groomsmen get their tuxedos. For, or suits for a wedding. And I totally understand it's nationwide. It's easy. You can go online, whatever you can send your groomsmen. It doesn't break the bank, but it's like, wearing a commercial for yes. the company because it's always slightly too long or too baggy. It just is. That's just the nature of it. It doesn't mean anything's yes. going to be, you know, bad about your wedding day. I'm not trying to knock them, but there's such a big difference with a groom who takes or anybody in the wedding right. party who takes his suiting really seriously and tailored. And I've had several grooms do the white dinner jacket that they change into
Ooh, I
either
love that.
For the ceremony or afterwards. And it's so like James Bond and like old school. I love it. Like those pictures are timeless because they really like Matt and Amanda, Michelle.
Matt did it. Yes.
Those pictures could be from 1955.
Yep.
And you wouldn't like their styling was it was impeccable. But that was a groom that really, really cared. I think it would be kind of a hard sell for a groom who's like, just other than like, I want a bow tie, doesn't go into details past that.
Right.
You know, I don't know how it is in Arizona, but, and Christy and I have talked about this, like here in the Bay Area, I am barely seeing a wedding party. I'm barely seeing bridesmaids and groomsmen. I'm maybe seeing one honored attendant on each side, but most of my weddings this past year in 17, just had, you know, the couple standing during the ceremony and no honored attendants. And I know Christy mm-hmm. in Texas, though, you're
it's
still,
like
there's
seven
still
and
big.
Seven minimum.
Yeah, huge.
Except for
huge.
The brides and grooms who are over, I would say like estimate like over 35. And then I get a little more Bay Area with everything, what they spend money on,
yeah.
where their fashion sense is, and the traditions, the wedding party, the, you know, garter, mm-hmm. throw the bouquet, all that is different at that age, I feel like.
What do you guys got going on in Arizona?
We have a little mixture of both, actually. It's pretty much half and half. We have a lot of our brides, they're doing away with the wedding party, and then we have a lot of them that have 10 and 10 on each side. Some of our brides that are doing away with the wedding party are getting more into requiring a fashion, like fashion colors or certain kind of dress code for their guests,
oh.
which has been really neat.
Wait,
yeah.
now how do you ask for that? Do you do it on the invitation, on the wedding mm-hmm. website? What do you do?
Both. Yeah. Invitation, wedding website. We put it in both areas. I feel like that's kind of trickling down from like Hollywood weddings, you know, where people want their guests in all white or in all black, or they want a certain style. And so that's definitely starting to come up a little bit more.
I like that.
I love because your pictures, all your pictures, everyone's cohesive and it looks so beautiful all together.
If you ask all the guests to come in black,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing then for the styling of the design of the wedding, the look and feel, the florals? Are you doing popping colors or are you doing like white? Like, what are you doing there?
I feel like it can go both ways. I think you can do super classic and just kind of stick with like a very minimal on color and maybe even go into a tad bit of like red floral. You know, that's always a classic
yes.
wedding combination
yes.
that can be done really well these days or can be done really wrong. But which is we're always very mindful of that, or else we can do a lot of vibrant, you know, fun colors. All white attire has been popular as well. And we've actually done a ton of work with lights, like the lighting in the room, which looks absolutely incredible with the guests in all white.
I love that. So the benefit to asking your guests, not only is it kind of it's different and fun,
mm-hmm.
but the photos are all kind of cohesive and it's kind of like this timeless feel to it, right?
Yeah. And it gets the guests really excited too. They're talking to each other. Who's wearing what? I got this. I got that. It gets them really kind of excited about it. Even like for some of our brides that have really awesome events throughout the wedding weekend, you know, there's a Friday night event, there's a Sunday morning event if the wedding's on a Saturday. And we've even been getting into dress codes on those certain days. And again, it just really gets the guests hyped up and excited about it. They're thinking about it, they're planning for it. Some of them might think it's a drag, which I totally get, but once they're there, they're so excited and they're proud of what they put together. And it's pretty neat.
Is there always one in the crowd that's like, screw you, I'm wearing, you know, purple?
You know what? I haven't run into it. I've had people take, like we had a wedding recently that did a Friday night event, and they wanted their guests to dress in Western chic attire. Mm-hmm. And so we heard a lot of guests, they're like, what is Western chic? You know, I can't even believe you had me wearing Western chic. And some of them did it so well, and some of them did it where we were like, they just Western? What happened here?
It's like this flannel shirt I have on right now. It's just
it's Western chic.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And it's fun. It's a lot of fun for guests. So that's something I actually do recommend. And again, you'll have one or two disgruntled guests leading up to it, but they always get super into it while it's happening.
I have a friend from the Bay Area who's a wedding photographer, and she's really into a lot of design stuff. They spent a lot of time and money on their invitations, and then they had their wedding in Palm Springs, and their invitations were super cool, and it was like seafoam green and peaches and nudes. And they asked the guests to dress to match the invitation. I think periwinkle was thrown in there. So there were options, and it was kind of like throwing down a challenge because these are not the most common colors for dresses and suits and pants. No. But
right. Those are really hard colors. Did.
It was a small, I think they only had 50 guests or so, but they all met the rose to the challenge. And the pictures are so cool because it looks like everybody's part of the wedding party, which with a small wedding like that, they essentially are. So that's just, I would love it if I got an invitation that said like wear something. I love like theme parties and costume part, all of that. Just to have it at a wedding would be so fun.
I agree.
I had an Alice in Wonderland themed wedding last year, but it wasn't super literal. Well, there was some literal. There were a couple of guests who, there was like probably a handful that dressed up. There was a, the Cheshire Cat?
Right.
And then there was a couple there was actually an Alice. I'm not a costumey person. Like if people invite me to a costume party, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to do that. I don't like it. I'm all about let's wear all black. Let's wear white. But I am not a costumey person. So people love that though. I mean, good for them. Good for them.
Me too.
Let's see. So I love that. I love these ideas. See, this is like what people listening want to hear. Like, ooh, like that's an easy thing to incorporate.
Good. Yes.
Give the people what they
want. Give the people what they want. any other fun, unique ideas that's easy to incorporate for anybody listening?
A big thing that we see, with our couples is giving welcome gifts to their guests when they arrive. So when they get checked in into hotels, they're becoming more and more detailed. It started off a couple years ago with like customized water bottle labels and, you know, maybe a little snack. And now they're just getting to be more and more and more and more and more. and a fun thing that we've done with that is just incorporating things for the wedding weekend. Like for instance, the wedding where there was Western chic attire, we incorporated little red bandanas for guests to wear. So it was something inexpensive, but it was fun. Again, got the guests super involved and excited about the events for the weekend, having like little yoga sessions for your guests and incorporating, a little personalized towel or something like that. But just really kind of branding and thinking through the whole weekend and the experience for your guests and having them participate in more than one activity, I guess, so they get to see the couples and the families, you know, throughout the time that they're out of town for.
How about gifts, like favors at the wedding itself? Are you seeing that happening still?
I honestly, personally, don't like the idea of them because it's just money wasted, you know? Oftentimes they're always left on the table for us to clean up, the banquet staff to clean up.
I know, isn't that sad?
And they spend a good amount of money on these things. So like, you know, $10 per person, that gets to be, you know,
kind of a
good chunk of change when it adds up. So I personally always say, forgo that aspect, do something else, add that money or put that money towards something that will, you know, emphasize another aspect of your wedding.
Awesome. How about wedding gowns? Are they still sticking with white? Are they doing colors?
I think that we only see really traditional, like, ivories or white.
Blush.
Oh, I love
like
blush.
Like a chirperty blush. But it's still in, like, the whites, but, like, a lot of, like, more flesh tones, like, flesh tone details incorporated into them. But still in, like, right. The ivory creams kind of spectrum. I know there's some designers that are making colors and patterns, but I don't really see that catching on as much as I do, like, the actual, like, lace detail or embellishments or things like that.
Cool. Do you have any stories of wardrobe malfunctions like Nipplegate or something funny or crazy that's happened at a wedding that stands out in your mind that would be fun for our listeners?
Oh, my God, so funny. So it wasn't actually – this was a few years back, honestly, and it wasn't the bridal party. It was one of the guests. And thank God he was wearing, you know, boxers or briefs or whatever he had on him. But he was in the middle of dancing and, you know, great band, obviously. But the guy, he split his pants down the middle seam. So it was like right from the crotch area down. And they come to us and they're like, what do I do? And I'm like, well,
I got some safety pins.
Exactly. That's what we had to do is I literally knelt down and put safety pins in his pants. Oh. And I actually think he took the pants off.
Oh, I was going to say, like, did he take them off?
In the middle of the party.
And poor guy.
No, he was inside the men's restroom. Alex was outside. And he just handed them to her outside. And she fixed them all right up and knocked on the door and gave them right back to him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Anything that you're ditching from last year that you just don't want to see again?
Attire-wise?
Yeah, or, you know. Styling, fashion.
Oh, what do I not want to see? Something that
I'm sick of it.
Eucalyptus leaves. I love it. It's great. I love the organic look. That's super popular on the West Coast. It's awesome. Our East Coast brides they don't get it at all, which I understand. Our West Coast brides absolutely love the whimsical wildflower gathered kind of bouquet. I think there's so many other beautiful forms of greenery that can be used. I think eucalyptus can not be.
Gotcha.
That's very diplomatic for all the eucalyptus fans out there.
Sorry to everybody. Your weddings are going to look beautiful. We've just seen it so much. So
I know. We know that's like a tricky question, but of course, like you're going to many more weddings in a year than
exactly
somebody planning their wedding is. So I'm over several things also.
Yeah. And it looks good. That's why it's been done so much. So it's going to look incredible.
It's easy.
I just want it to be different.
You know, that's a good point, Christy, because we can rant and rave and we can, you know, criticize ourselves like, oh, my God, if I see another frickin', you know, succulent, I'm going to die. But you're right. We go to so many weddings and these couples, you know, might have never been to a wedding that had succulents.
Right.
I don't know how that's possible. But, you know, and they see it on Pinterest and they're like, I love that. Or I have these succulents in my house and I love them. So, you know, all of this, you all listening, just take it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Do you? There are no rules. But, you know, we're just the experts. That's all.
Yeah. And asking, I mean, you guys have been to, if we're talking about dresses and you're like, I kind of don't prefer or I'm not into these dresses anymore. It's because you're seeing collections that we haven't seen or like regular, you know, pedestrian people haven't seen yet because we're not going to these fashion shows. So when you see what's next, you get excited about that in the future. And like, you can't wait for somebody to hire you and be like, I want to do a ceiling of tulips. And you're going to be like, fuck, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Ceiling of tulips. And then, but if they said like, I'm thinking eucalyptus runners on farm tables, it's like, oh, you can say, okay, that is pretty.
Mm-hmm. And mason jars.
But maybe burlap, consider this.
And farms.
Yeah, this other stuff.
Yes, yes, all of that. But yeah, we do. We take time to educate our brides. We show them other things because a lot of times, you know, Pinterest is a great friend of ours. It's a great tool for our brides, but it's also a curse because it's going to show everybody the same image all the time, the same style of wedding. And so a lot of times we just educate our lovely couples on, okay, so this is great. I get the style and feel. We can totally stick with this, or else we can do, and we'll put together a design board that's kind of, I get what they're going for, but maybe it's a little bit different and maybe personalized for them. And Alex and I both take a lot of time on just focusing on educating our couples and showing them other options. Because otherwise, what do you know?
Where do you draw, this is a good point, like, where do you draw inspiration from personally? Like, is it, you know, looking at your children, driving your car? Like, Trista, where do you...
Looking at your children? Come on.
Yeah.
I don't I'd know. I'd be wearing, like, yeah, something with the word, like, fart all over it. That would be the big inspiration.
Light up shoes. But
yeah.
Right.
Trista, where do you draw inspiration from?
I look a lot to what's trending in Hollywood and with celebrities. And I also look a lot into displays when shopping. So what are the window displays looking like? What is like, even now there's tons of floral installations everywhere when you walk through the mall. And it's really neat to kind of see, because I feel like wedding trends typically follow very closely behind fashion trends and other kind of, like, I guess, world trends, you would say. They're very, very close behind what's going on there. And then, yeah, that's where I get them from.
How about you, Alex? Where do you draw inspiration from?
I think it comes from, like, those bigger named companies. You know, they've set the bar so high, so it's really, you know, seeing what they do, like, you know, just putting it out there, Calvin Klein, seeing what he does and then taking it to where we can go. And then also, like, we really look after, and these are just, you know, typical high-end designers like Gucci and Givenchy and those type of designers too. Like, the fashion runway is pretty much where we're going to look for, or I'm going to look for most of my design, because they are cutting edge. It's something that's never been seen before, and there's a reason that they're making the runway, you know. Likely chances of it making our household life, not really high, but I mean...
But you could take a tidbit
exactly
of that, mm-hmm, and incorporate exactly that into your own ideas and your own budget.
Right, exactly.
Right, absolutely.
I really appreciate you guys coming on and reaching out to us. And you have inspired me to perhaps wash my hair, maybe put on some foundation. No. In all honesty,
she's not going to do that. Like,
I'm not. I'm pulled. Really not.
I really only wash my hair probably twice a week. It's kind me of disgusting. Too. So, I mean, you're not too far off there.
No, but thank you so much for being on the show and helping to inspire our listeners and ourselves. I'm super into this, you know, asking the guests to wear a color thing now. I'm kind of like, I don't know why that I'm obsessing over that now. So I'm totally going to, actually, I'm not going to invite people to my house unless they wear all white.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's my new rule. Or black. I want monochromatic, and that's just the way it is. That's if you want to come over. So that's the way it is. No, thank you both so much. We really appreciate you taking the time and talking to our guests, to our listeners. And how can people find you?
Instagram. We're huge on Instagram. We post a lot. We interact with our followers like crazy. Our handle is BTS Event Management. And that's probably the biggest tool that we use.
Awesome. And we are now very excited because we literally just launched our Instagram
this morning.
We love Instagram. Oh my gosh. This morning. I only have two photos so far.
We tagged you to our story.
I just commented on you guys.
Okay.
Yay. That's awesome. Did you Instagram story this?
We did like a little preview of, you know, getting ready to come on the show, and we tagged your page to it. So I'm so glad that it was there for us to use.
Yay. All right. I'm going to have to check that out. So okay. Instagram, go, Christy, go.
I'm on it right now. I just commented on them. Our Instagram is The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. And Michelle is Allure Consulting. I'm Christy Matthews Events. So we're both on Instagram as well. And we try to cross tag and promote and link and all that stuff. And we're on Twitter, TBWP podcast, Facebook. And if you want to email us, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. We're getting so many awesome listener questions.
Yeah.
Michelle like went on a rampage last night at like 11 PM my time.
I did.
I got like all these CC'd emails with responses and like, you know, us doling out who's going to answer what and what we're going to put on the podcast. So we're so excited for this recent engagement wave with our
people
listeners.
People are going, you know, through some real shit out there, you know, yeah. Like everybody's going through something, and especially when you're planning a wedding.
Yeah, yes. Which is all the more reason to consider hiring a planner, because we get a lot of questions about family stuff and friend drama, and a wedding planner cannot do that stuff for you or handle it. I mean, we can give really great advice because we're sage women, but what we can do is take all the wedding planning stuff off of your to-do list and your mind and your, you know, your stress level while you deal with your crazy families and your jealous best friends and your like lost wedding parties. So we're all that to say, we're really enjoying your questions, and we will be addressing them every month. We'll do an episode all about you ask, we answer, and giving some great advice. And if we have any fashion advice that we don't feel qualified to answer, we'll just hit up our friends.
We're gonna hit up behind the scenes, Trista and Alex.
You guys can tell
for
us what's
sure.
up, and we'll just forward that on to all of our listeners. So this was Absolutely. A really fun collaboration, and thank you, gals, for reaching out.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. And we'd love to come back again sometime soon. So keep that in mind.
Maybe we'll come back to talk some real deal about the royal wedding, since that's going to be like on everybody's mind soon. And Michelle and I are like, do you care about that? No. Do you care about that? No. And so we need.
It's like football. I really don't.
I know. We're terrible about like, we totally should.
That's like Trista for sure. 100%.
You're like,
I'm like, what? The commercial. Did you see it? Justin Timberlake. He's performing halftime.
My favorite part of the Super Bowl.
Loaded tater tots. I'm into anything with nacho cheese on it.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies. You have an amazing...
Oh. Wait. Mention our new hashtag. We're going to throw all over everything.
Oh, okay. We, in honor of our rolling out of Instagram and the fact that a lot of you have heard me in our intro song say, plan that wedding... We now want you to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding, post photos, you know, link to us on Instagram, but hashtag #PlanThatWedding, man. We love it. We say it all the time. You guys have mentioned it in your iTunes reviews, #PlanThatWedding. So let's hashtag that shit, okay? Hashtag #PlanThatWedding.
I love that. That's perfect. Yes.
Hey, we're following.
Excellent.
All right, we love you guys. Happy planning. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
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 Bye.